when he's going through puberty and people like you're that you get warned about like.
No, no one ever warned me about.
I thought that was an urban legend.
Not to get.
I thought that was
cum
in your eye. I thought that was. Isn't that an urban myth? Like that's how you go blind as a kid.
Or if you do it too much. I've never.
What about
heard
is
that.
If you do it? If you play with yourself too much, you go blind.
Yeah, that? But it was never about getting cum in your
I don't
eye.
Know, I don't know. Well, I went to Catholic.
It's Monday, episode 9, welcome to Dad So Hard, episode 10,
episode 11,
whatever, episode one 12. Of these episodes, Dad So Hard, I am Danny McCartney,
and I am Vinny Dunleavy,
where we are two dads sharing stories, tips, and advice about our lives and our wives and our kids.
That's right.
I think that's a pretty
thank
good
you for,
intro.
Thank you for tuning in this week to all of our fans who
yep,
are back.
To all of our fans, all of our returning fans, all of our new fans. If this is your first time listening, thank you. And I think you're going to enjoy yourself.
It's going to be a good time. And I want to welcome last week for the first time. We actually have been expanding our global reach. And not only it doesn't stop. We hit the Pacific Rim last week, and this week I believe we crossed the Atlantic. And I thought we had France. We had Chile. So we're adding
Chile.
Adding our South American exposure from Brazil. We have crossed over into Chile.
Okay.
And we have increased our reach in Canada. We've actually doubled our Canadian flow. It's not our Canadian flow.
Wait,
that
what?
Sounds like a period.
Yeah.
Anyway,
flow in Canada.
Anyway, we need to address some. Coming off of last week's episode where we were talking about teaching our kids how to swim.
Yep.
We got a number of wouldn't call them hate DMs
no.
in the Instagram or viewer mails.
Concerned listeners.
Very concerned listeners. And for everybody to know, I do go in the pool. With my kids, but I do
believe.
Yeah,
well, it did sound like the Instagram post probably didn't help because it really made you sound like you just throw your kids in the pool
and
have a cocktail.
And then, I am drinking.
See you later, kids.
I do believe it's okay to cocktail while your kids are swimming.
But
I am in the pool area, if not in the pool.
Yeah.
So, well,
but real quick, while we're on like throwing your kids in the pool and leaving them, have you ever heard of the myth that if you throw a newborn baby into the pool or into a body of water, they instinctively know how to swim? Have you ever heard that?
So I have heard that, but I haven't heard it referred to as a myth. I've actually heard that as a thing.
Okay, so
like people put their
I never tried it, so to me it's a myth. I didn't know it was fact.
I don't
but
know. Well,
before having kids. That was my one thing. I was like, Mary Jane, like we have to throw the newborn baby in water to see if they can swim. Because if they can't, like that's all I got to know if that's true.
The question is how long?
Two kids and I didn't try it.
But my question is, how long would you after you throw your kid in? Because it's even now, like when I throw my kid in the pool on their own to see if they practice their swimming, the issue would be is at what point does the instinct kick in for the newborn to swim, or do they just drown? Because I would think,
How long do you wait to see if they're swimming or if they're drowning?
Yeah, like
a couple seconds.
Correct, but maybe the instinct won't. Maybe you're still getting them before the actual instinct to swim
kicks in. Because it's like fight or flight.
Correct. So like you need to, and I would not test that theory. However, I do know that
there are
newborn when we brought Emily to very early.
What
swimming
do you think
lessons.
It is? Because they're like swimming in the womb.
They say that's used to water. I've heard that.
Because they're like tadpoles?
Yes, they're used to the water. They're used to being in that environment. But the issue is when you're in the womb, it's a very tight, squeezed environment. So kids are used to being held. Like they say like the reason why newborns are better with fathers than mothers, no offense, ladies who don't work out, but it's because
that.
A father's grip.
I never heard that.
Yes, a father's grip when they hold a baby. Well, no, when you hold a baby, when a man holds a baby in their arms, men instinctively are holding much firmer. You're holding the kid tighter, and women usually have a lighter hold. And babies in general, the reason why they like to be swaddled is because they're in the woman's womb, it's a really tight squeeze. So when you have a baby early on, they want you to swaddle them because babies feel better when it's really tight.
My
so
kids
as a father,
hated being swaddled.
Well, maybe
it was a loose womb.
Did your wife had a loose uterus?
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, MJ. She needs to tighten that uterus up. No, but they say most women that you need to swaddle and have a tight fit and a tight grip. So for guys, they teach you hold your newborn like a football. For
and that's guy, talking uteruses.
For, yeah, for, but for any fathers who don't know how to hold their kid when they're born, it's the football grip.
Hold it like a
that's
football.
That's the easiest way. Hold them like a football and then go running around your house.
Don't drop the ball. Go run down the hallways.
The other thing I would like, so I do think kids can learn how to swim early on. There are lessons for newborns to swim. I think it's a little aggressive. But we were also sent a video this week of a young lady who can learn who learned how to swim at the age of 3. So last week, I think we made the comment that kids could swim
when should they
when they're
know
5.
How to swim.
We believe they should know by the age of 5 and probably learn at the age of 4. I do believe other kids are, it's like Mensa. There are kids out there who have great athletic abilities. Mensa is like your high IQ, people who are really smart.
Oh, okay. No, that's not me.
That's not, you would be like reverse Mensa. But there are, I don't know if there's Mensa for athletes. Like, I don't know if there's, because Mensa refers to like,
it's called fast twitch muscles.
I don't know. What's a fast twitch muscle?
Fast twitch muscles, like you're only born with a certain amount of them. And then once you hit like the age of like 30, you start to like lose them. And you can never gain fast twitch muscles.
But do you have fast twitch?
But you can train your fast twitch muscles to get stronger.
I don't think I even say fast twitch muscles. Do you have them when you're a 3-year-old?
Yeah. Everyone has fast twitch muscles, but like superior athletes, like Olympians and like professional athletes, have like 1 or 2 more, and they're stronger.
Oh, so maybe if your children are learning how to swim earlier, can you get somebody tested for having fast twitch?
Yeah.
So if your kids are learning these remarkable athletic skills at an early age,
you want to keep training them.
So fast track them for the Olympics.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's another. So we salute all parents who are getting their kids to swim before the age of 4. I think that's remarkable.
That's my goal.
And for all those young girls out there, I say go for it and show your male counterparts off. It's a good thing.
Oh, with swimming? Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think girls can do anything boys can do. So what
swimming,
was the other?
Swimming is a hell of a friggin' sport too, man. Like, I think swimming is the toughest sport. Because, you don't think
so? That's a lot.
You don't think?
That's a lot.
Okay, well, here's
the thing. Swimming,
not to complete.
Are you saying swimming as a sport is difficult or the act of swimming? Because those are two different.
As a sport.
You think that this swimming, so the competition of swimming,
I think
it's harder than the competition of like football?
The most enduring sport. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Do you get breaks in football?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your break for swimming? Dying.
It depends. You do
swim
it's
or
a break.
Drown.
You can do a 50-yard. You do the 25.
It's like keep swimming or drown.
No,
if you're going for a run, you just stop running.
There's no way.
Stop swimming, you die.
You're telling me that the 100-yard swim is harder than one play in football? Because a 100-yard swim can take you a minute swim.
I don't think you're going to go tit for tat. I'm talking all in. The training involved. I'm telling you, man, it's...
No, swimming would be not even in my top 10 of difficult.
I think you're wrong I think you're wrong
No
there.
Way. I think mentally it's... No way. It's not even in top 10.
There.
No way.
What's number one, you think?
All right.
No, I would put...
what's number one?
Number one, I would put in terms of athletic ability for performance. This would be very timely in the World Cup. I think soccer players, physically,
get
the endurance.
Lost.
100%.
Kick rocks.
Yes. No, soccer players. Yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
Soccer players, I would put after that, I would do rugby.
They're Australia,
the rugby guys
bitches.
Down below. No way. And I think football is up there. Baseball is totally not in the top 10.
Basketball.
I think basketball is up there. Swimming is
basketball,
no way.
Like, you're
no
talking,
way.
Like, that's a talent. All right, whatever.
We are so...
We're not seeing eye to eye here.
We're going to do some research and table this because that is ridiculous.
I think you're
that
ridiculous.
That is absolutely
I
ridiculous.
I think you're absolutely
I am
ridiculous.
I am ridiculous. and our last thing is Danny.
I think you're an idiot.
that is debatable whether or not my middle name is IDIOT.
All right, what was the last thing?
I need Danny. I do not believe in peeing in pools.
Oh, yeah, you're crazy.
Danny, we have a number of folks sounded off.
Told me to stop peeing in pools.
I believe we had disinvitations.
Guess what?
Danny was not invited to homes.
I'm going to find everyone that told me not to pee in pools. I'm going to find out where you live, and I'm going to pee in your pool. And if you don't have a pool, I'm going to pee in your sink.
Why don't you just deliver your pee? I think you should do, like, people do that, like, poo delivery service where people can, like, send people they hate like crap in a box or dead roses.
Yeah, or like
you
when
should,
when what was the, like when people were worried about getting anthrax in the mail, they're going to be worried about getting my Danny's pee. It's like, it sounds like a liquid. Should we open it?
Next time, urine. When I go to the urologist, I'll ask for a few other pee sample cups. I'll say, can I get a couple of these to go? Just need to, you know, maybe next time I show up, I want to bring it with me.
Or I'll just be sending people like wet envelopes.
Yeah, I'll see. That would be
like all dry by the time they get
dried
it.
Up. That would be disgusting. A dry.
The hell was in here? It's
and
empty.
You're wondering why it's why was it so wet? Yeah. Why is it yellow? And then you have to like two tone it. Because you know you have some yellow pee.
Looks like an old treasure map. Actually,
I believe your pee is very yellow.
No, very clear. I am so hydrated. It's bananas. I drink so much water. It's crazy.
Would you take? Well, did you know the other reason why though? Not just
because I'm a team player.
Yeah,
that's
but do you take
why.
Any vitamins? Because vitamins are what vitamins. Also when you have too many vitamins, that's what makes your pee also discolored. And when you are sick, your poop turns green. Yeah, you always know when you're not feeling well. If your poop is floating or it's green, that
it's
means you're
green.
Getting over being sick.
Floating also means it has a lot of oil and grease. Yeah. That's why, like after a heavy night of drinking, it's very flotatious. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you were drinking.
There's
and
a book,
usually eating
there
like
are,
an asshole.
There are books for this is another tip for anybody who doesn't have a kid there or you didn't know this as a parent. There are books out there that there's a children's book out there.
Everybody poops. That Jessica Simpson, I think.
Well, no, but there's one that goes through the color of poop and it tells you like
never saw
if,
that.
For your kids like if your poop's like this, that means you have you're, like you could be this like you can tell a lot about your body.
There
your
was
system.
Also
if you,
two.
Be, I'm obsessed. Unhealthily, I think we've talked about this before because I mentioned Emily.
Yeah, no, so let's not get
poop.
Into that.
But I do have a thing about poop. But there is way you could like you
there
could
was
look
two
at your poop.
Really awesome books that I used to have. One was about peeing. One was about pooping. The names of the books escape me, but I'm gonna try to
you
find
Google
them
it.
Out during this episode. So I'll probably just blurt them out in the middle of.
No,
the
I read
episode.
About. There was an actress. There's like a famous actress who I think is really smart. Red hair. She has like that thing where you can remember everything. And she
photographic memory.
Yeah, no, there's this other thing where it's like there are people out there who actually remember every single thing in the world. So like you could say to her, what happened in 1969 on Tuesday? And
the Mets won. That's what happened in 1969. Let's go Mets, baby.
Maybe that's me. Maybe I'm Mensa. I told you I'm so smart.
That was like my physics teacher in high school. He could do this thing where you could tell him, you could ask him any date. Any year, and he would tell you what day of the week it was.
That's what
was
I was just
insane.
Did you guys not listen to me for the past 2 minutes?
I tune you out a lot. Is that what you were saying? You
were
literally just
about.
Saying that?
Yes, I was just saying. Shit. There's a famous actress. She was on Taxi. The redhead that was on Taxi. Jake, see if you look up her name. It's like starts with an M. She has the thing where any date and day in the world, you say it, and they
How
just.
I don't know, man.
DNA? Oh, not DNA. You're
it's,
eugenics.
It's weird. It's weird.
The human brain. Yes, Mary Lou Henner has this, and if you Google her, there's videos. If you just give them a, you.
Oh,
test
how about
them.
This? What's your poo telling you? Is the book that I was referring to, and what's my pee telling me?
Oh, I like both of those.
They're awesome books, like to just keep in the bathroom. Phenomenal books.
Excuse me.
Very entertaining. Very funny. And you know, you learn a little bit about yourself.
I like it. Maybe we'll do a giveaway.
That
maybe one. We could do it.
Yeah,
Jake.
That sounds good.
This.
Jake's got
it,
his
what's
hand
it called?
Up.
Diagnosed with hyperthymesia or highly superior autobiographical memory.
Yeah, see, it's hypothymesia. That's
I like
how you
that
pronounce it?
It's I
hypothymesia.
Like that it's like a really like cool and smart, not cool, but like a smart thing, and it's like she's diagnosed with it. It's like, oh, you're diagnosed with being a genius?
It's crazy. Well,
fuck off.
Well, I wonder though, but is remembering everything... so I guess this would make another... Or this is another like, debate. What makes you smart? Is just remembering shit making you smart? Because I would argue, yes, you have a great memory, but I would say what you do with that memory is what makes you smart.
Well, that's
how
true.
You
it's
put
like that movie. It's like that movie with...
yeah, totally. I love that movie.
Where
yeah,
he takes
great
the pill,
movie.
Invincible? No, not Invincible. Where he can like
when
he taps
takes,
into all like the to
is that
the,
when he puts the needles in his arm?
No, he takes Bradley Cooper and he taps into the part of his limitless. He taps into the part of his brain and he's like remembering a National Geographic show that he saw like happened to see when he was half asleep. But he puts that knowledge to use in the real world. Like he puts all this unnecessary knowledge that he knew he had in his brain to use, and he becomes a millionaire. It's actually a pretty good movie.
I have no clue.
Yeah, check it out.
About.
Limitless. Pretty good movie.
Okay, fantastic.
Man, we're going all over the place today.
So wait, Danny, you told me you had texted me aggressively about your plans for your house.
Yeah, so we're thinking about getting a pool. So I don't know if it sparked from last week's conversation about pools and swimming, or maybe just being hot in the summer.
After all your talk about how great the beach was.
In the McCartney household, we're floating around the idea of getting a pool. Yeah, but we don't live on the beach, so we can't. It's not like we can always go down to the beach. So when we're not at the beach, we kind of want to have water.
I grew up with a, we had a
See,
pool.
See, I never had a pool.
We had a
community
foot,
pool, and that was
we
it.
Had an above ground pool, probably 30 feet diameter, and we bought it from another person in town. So we actually had to deconstruct the pool from another yard, and then move it into our yard.
Oh. And then refill it.
And then rebuild it. And then we had one of our neighbors. I grew up in a town with a little Polish people, and one of my friend's dads was a Polish, not construction guy, carpenter. And so he like rebuilt half. My parents used him to like rebuild half the inside of our house. But he built a deck around our pool.
Oh, nice!
And so we had a nice wooden deck around the upside.
So
of the
you
pool.
Took the poor person's pool and made it fancier.
Yeah, so you really didn't see.
Yeah,
it was above ground, but you didn't see the. You had a good like 6 feet from the. To be,
yeah,
you couldn't
so
touch the actual.
That's
side
like what we're thinking. We're thinking of a poor person's pool, above ground. I mean,
for I know there are.
It's
well, this is back in
it's
like
a couple hundred dollars versus thousands.
Oh no! First
of
all,
dollars.
You could go. You have you looked so, into yes, above ground pools? No, above ground pools can cost a couple thousand dollars. A good one,
you can.
You're
get
not
it
rolling
for
into
$500.
Like, yes, a plastic.
You don't
ring
have
one.
To spend more than $1,000 for an above ground pool.
Listen, you can if you want a nice one. Do you want one that's going to fall apart in 2 years?
Vinny, I'm telling you.
Some of them are like
I'm
really
looking
cheap.
Into it. You don't have to spend more than $1,000. If you're spending more than $1,000 on an above
ground
pool, you're an asshole.
I would say, no, $1,000.
Get
on the pool, but now you're talking.
Pool.
No, you're talking about installation then. You're still, first of all.
Who do you need to? I'm going to do it myself.
No, you need like the. You want solid metal fittings in each corner to hold it up.
I'm gonna do it myself.
You're gonna have You're gonna have that liner that like we had the liner because we did it ourselves. And when you go to the bottom of it, there's all ripples in it. So it's like you. I actually
yeah,
had
I'm
my,
fine
it gave
with
you,
that.
It gave your foot like a massage because it was never flat.
I'm fine with that.
We committed to like because we just did a dirt like we just leveled out the dirt. But
yeah,
it wasn't really level.
We're talking homegrown poor person's pool. That's what I'm about. Maybe when we can save, we'll build a deck around it.
Well, I guarantee you, if you want a really nice above ground pool, because then the cost. So my neighbor just did an above ground pool.
You know what's good?
And
half
then
in,
it.
Half out.
Well, that's. I don't. If you're gonna do no, if you're gonna go
because
in the
then
ground,
if you build a deck around it, it's not 4 feet off the ground. You know what I mean? Like your deck is then only 2 feet lifted.
If you, I guess it depends how high you want to be. But I think if you're gonna do in ground, you commit to in ground. If you're gonna do above ground, you do above ground. Why dig? Why spend the money to dig half a hole?
Because you don't need a permit for it. If you have a full in-ground pool,
first
you need
of all,
a permit.
Depending where you live, you don't need a permit at all. You just do things, and then if the town shows up, they show up.
Right, but that is true. But if you want to
who's worried about
if you want to sell your house, you have to show that that's part of the blueprint to the plan.
Depends on when you're planning on selling. Well, then it depends on when you're putting the pool in.
It's so easier. It's a lot harder to retroactively get a permit after you already do something.
If you're planning on selling your house, you do not put a pool in because every real estate person out there. And all you realtors that listen to this can agree, pools do not add value to your house.
Yeah.
The expense of a pool will not.
It doesn't add
you,
value?
No, pools do not.
Bullshit.
They do not increase the value of your home.
Really?
No, it's cost.
Why? Because
insurance?
Yeah,
crab moldings do, kitchens do,
bathrooms
do.
Is that because the insurance goes up?
No, because the cost of maintenance, the cost of what it would be to maintain a pool it has a flat effect. It will not lower the value of your house, and it'll maintain the value. But like as an investment, if you put in a $100,000 kitchen, your house
it's
probably
like,
goes
it's
up.
It's like a car. It's like don't buy lease because the second it comes off the lot, it's not. It's already
yeah, but a
decreasing
car never,
in
no.
value.
Well, because a car never goes up in value.
That's
you
what I'm
can't
saying.
No, but
like
you
having a pool isn't going to make your house go up in value.
Yeah, but it doesn't make your house go down.
Oh, gotcha.
It's
yeah,
more
yeah,
of
yeah,
like,
gotcha.
For example, if you were going to redo your kitchen or your living room,
that
you put money into
value.
Your living
yes.
room,
no,
people
yeah,
be like,
yeah.
great.
I follow.
Same thing. Your kitchen, yeah. though, like, yeah, it'll be worth more.
Got it.
So a pool now.
I follow.
I don't know if you, the where of this I would argue is probably debatable is not the installation of a pool, but if you do a pool with then a tricked out backyard where now you're doing an indoor-outdoor room,
slide,
some crazy concrete
swing.
Deck. Yeah, you're doing outdoor barbecue,
tire
fire
swing.
Pit. Because then the pool is just one part of a tricked out backyard
bonfire experience.
Correct. Then I would argue
a fence.
You may be adding value. A fence. Grass.
Grass. Some rocks.
So what are you?
So we started. We actually started talking about
disaster.
So here, I'll tell you.
This nightmare of your backyard.
We've been in my house. We've been in my house for about like 5-6 years. We've been talking about what to do with our backyard for those 5 or 6 years.
How big is your backyard?
It's actually a decent size. I couldn't give you dimensions because I'm terrible with that stuff, but it's a pretty nice size.
What does that mean in Staten Island? Though? Is this like a bus? Like a bus? A bus is 30 feet long.
Could one
school bus be in your backyard?
Yeah.
How many school buses could park in your backyard?
I would say it's probably like 30 by 30 maybe.
That's a decent size.
It's a nice size backyard.
I guess it depends on where you live. Some people would say that's small.
Small. Yeah, yeah.
It's
serviceable. It's serviceable.
It's serviceable.
You're in New York. You can have a party, you can have people over, you can have a barbecue. It's good.
Danny,
we'll be able to fit a pool.
Let's not get ahead of yourself and say Staten Island's New York. I don't want to insult the rest of New York City and try.
New York.
That's a little aggressive. But for being in New York, it's Staten Island.
It's the second biggest borough. Maybe the third.
We needed to dump the garbage. I mean, it had to be big.
Might be the third.
When they decided to put the garbage there, they
needed. Oh, my God, with the garbage. You're going to get a lot of angry. You're going to get a lot of hate mail from the Staten Island listeners.
I'm sorry. I like Staten Island.
Oh, now he likes Staten Island. Now he likes Staten Island.
I like driving through it. Not really. The traffic and the bridge is really expensive.
That's true.
If you're coming to New York City, avoid the Verrazano Narrows Bridge. By all means, it is so expensive.
Yeah.
Do you know they're trying to rename it? They're trying to correct the spelling.
To make it less Italian?
Bridge. No, the bridge. So I listen. There's another.
They're trying to name it the Smith Bridge.
There's all these podcasts out there that talk about like the history of New York. But the Verrazano Bridge. The reason why I know, I'm not gonna say why I know this, but it is named after an Italian guy where the Z's are actually S's. So there's a group of people, I believe, out of Staten Island who want to rename the bridge or bring back to the correct spelling.
Oh. I'll tell you, nothing's worse than just like organized groups of people. They're insufferable.
They're really terrible. So I want to go back to this yard. Okay, so I'm picturing your backyard.
At one point, I just started getting so annoyed with. So one summer, I was mowing the lawn. That was horrific. So I was like, all right, we need gardeners to do this. And I was like, I don't feel like paying these guys. I was like, why don't we just put rocks in the backyard?
Are you kidding?
We're not putting rocks all over the backyard. Instead of grass. Instead of grass, I wanted to do all rocks. So then we were thinking about doing concrete. It's fucking expensive.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
Like pavers. Oh my God.
Paving.
So then I was like, let's do a deck for the whole backyard.
With ArborTech.
But it was like, if we do deck for the whole backyard. And then if we want to do a pool, like then we're going to have to take apart part of the deck.
Have you looked into the tracks? Because you can't do wood decks anymore because New York
that
has become
forever.
Infested by carpenter bees.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare I'm dealing with now.
So, that's,
now you have
that's
to get the tracks.
Deck. Tracks,
track,
I think.
Tracks.
Right?
It's really, Trex is really expensive.
That's the kind of deck we want to do, but it lasts forever.
Yeah, but it's pricey.
But it's not
wood. It's like.
There's no maintenance.
It's like really nice.
You
plastic.
Don't have to put
like
sealant
wood.
On it. It's awesome.
You probably. Think some of them are real. Look like wood. Like
it's awesome.
I had a debate whether or not. Like I was on one the other day, and I was like, "Is this wood?"
It's awesome. Yeah. So that's and it doesn't get it.
And they're kid friendly because there's no nails that pop up.
Exactly. No splinters.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Yeah. So, a lot of debate going back and forth. A lot of backyard conversation.
So when
every year we say, by summer let's have the backyard done.
All right. Well, I looked up to. I wanted
it
to.
Hasn't happened yet.
I looked into for everybody out there who's debating a pool. I looked into what are the top right now trends in backyard pools, and I wanted to see Danny McCartney when in your installation and review of
so
your
like,
backyard.
So, what would I want? Yeah.
How do these trends fit the budget? Or the feel for the McCartney world. Okay, so what I've heard is the number one trend, I don't even know if you're going to know what this is, are hydrotherapy jets. This is a big trend in 2018.
I don't know what that is.
Hydrotherapy jets.
Is that like a hot tub?
They are. They're perfect for those seniors. They're perfect for senior citizens or anyone who wants to get the most health benefits out of their pool. They're basically like hot tub jets in the side of your pool.
Okay. It's like if you want a hot tub and you want a pool, put it in one.
Yeah, they're great for enhancing.
Are hot tubs safe for kids? Like, can kids go in like that hot of a water?
Below the age of 5, they're not advised.
Shit.
Like infants can't. No, you can't. They're really bad. You go to
resorts.
Well,
we don't
and,
with
like,
Cody,
nobody...
but with Brady, we.
I think you don't want to burn them. Yeah. We have a hot tub in our. It's not a hot tub. We have jets in our.
Okay, so hydrotherapy jets. Yeah, no, I don't think I would.
It
do
says
that.
They're great for enhancing workouts, soothing your sore muscle, and adding motion and circulation to your pool water.
It's tempting, but I don't think I would.
I wouldn't do.
I want
agree.
A heated pool.
Heated pools are no. I don't think that's no longer a trend. I think that's either you know what you're doing or you're cheap.
Like why would? Well, because
in New York, it's too. I don't think you should keep your heater on all the time, but you should always have a heating option.
Yeah.
Because otherwise,
I think that's a no-brainer for me.
If you're going to spend the money to have a pool and you're not heating it, and a solar cover is way too much work. That shit's too much work.
Well, they have those like as seen on TV things like they're like discs that you throw in the pool. Do they? You don't think they
what
work?
What is like nuclear? The disc just work? Heats the pool.
They're like what disc? They're like what these solar discs that supposedly attract the sunlight and heat up the water. You don't think they work?
Stupid. No, that is not going to work.
Well, you know what else works for heating up the pool?
Pee.
Talking piss.
Okay, so the second trend is one. I don't know about this one. Tile mosaics.
No.
So if anybody,
I'm not a hotel. I don't give a shit about what's at the bottom of the pool.
Well, this one's saying is tile is back in a big way the last couple years.
No.
Well, apparently new technology.
Yeah, and then the tile pops
off.
You got to get it repaired. No.
I agree. I don't think tiles are a way to go. It's too Italian. No, I mean, I'm Italian.
Too Italian.
I'm not a fan of brick houses, no offense.
It's like I don't need statues outside of my house.
I mean, my house has some brick on it, but I don't like full brick homes. That's just my own.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need those giant pillars outside either. Like, I can't.
Come on.
I
can't.
Get out of here.
So this is the third one. I want to know if you guessed.
So far, we're saying no to everything.
Guess what this trend is. Smart pools.
It, like, talks to you?
I don't know. What would be a smart pool? So smart pools are perfect for any pool owner. Because they help reduce maintenance, I guess. Oh, this is like having
it cleans itself.
You have all your apps that basically tell you. And apparently,
part of your connected home. Yeah,
exactly.
Like the temperature is probably on a timer.
If you have lights, it makes the lights go
lights,
on and off.
Cleaning
correct.
Itself. Okay,
all the heaters.
Okay.
I think that is a waste of money.
Yeah, honestly, I don't even think I'd get chlorine for my pool. I'd treat it like a lake.
No, well then you get a saltwater pool. I would actually consider.
You just throw a bunch of carbon. No, like the carbon at the bottom, like you do with a fish tank. Does it clean the water?
No. You should get a saltwater pool that it's self cleaning.
That's not
bad.
I don't know that.
They're really
I don't
nice.
Think they're self cleaning. I think
are
you still need like a filter.
Saltwater pools. You probably need a filter, but
because the water
as...
needs to be constantly moving.
But lower
otherwise, it's still water. It gets all mildewy.
But
I think pretty unsafe.
Yeah, do you need concrete in a saltwater pool? You can't have a liner. It is. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would think the salt would eat away at it. But it's probably got to be like.
So now this one, Danny, trend number four, I think, is a must, especially if you have high school kids that have friends.
I don't.
When they will eventually.
Eventually.
Tanning ledges. So tanning ledges are a shallow ledge on the side of the pool. No, it's a shallow ledge that allows you to sit sort of in the water, out of the water.
Oh, like resorts have that. Love that.
I love it for the girls.
And you can also call it like a kiddie side of your pool. Like for your kid, like for your 1 year old.
Yes,
it's
for
like,
your
yeah,
for
like,
your young kids or your son's friends who want to come over.
And then when
tan.
They get older, so
babysitter.
I know what you're getting.
My babysitter used to tan topless in the backyard.
Come on.
No, she was like in high school. No, not my au pair. When I was a kid, our neighbor was our nanny, and she were babysitter, and her high school friends
would
were
tan
like,
topless.
Would come over in the backyard and tan topless.
Your backyard.
I don't remember
while
that.
While they were babysitting
you? I don't. Clearly, she wasn't babysitting me. Let's not get into my childhood. We've addressed this before. I sat inside and made myself like English muffin pizzas after school.
This is while Vinny was practicing. Vinny was practicing
outside partying.
His rah-rah.
Well, she was, she,
his,
yeah, like, yeah, I think my brother.
Sticking his landings.
No, my brother was also. She was closer to my brother's age, and he would have his friends over, and then she would just like.
Oh, so. I get it.
I would do this. I would do tanning ledges. That is, I think, a must.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm doing my above ground pool, I don't know that those come with tanning ledges.
Yes. You can do it in deck. So, and the last trend is LED lighting. And this is the LED lighting in
the pool.
Oh,
that's a no-brainer.
I'll be honest.
I'm a sucker for that.
So the last few people that I have some folks who I've been luckily to be invited to their homes with
night
in-ground
swimming.
Pools. No, both people, both guys, and they were guys who when they did their in-ground pools were like, oh, I got to do the LED lighting because you could operate it by your phones.
I don't give a shit about that.
No, They were, when I was like, oh, turn on the lights, it literally was about 1 minute of, oh, that's so cool. And they're like, it's such a headache. The app doesn't work properly. You can't figure out the colors. After somebody sees a purple light.
No, but I'm just talking about just having lights in the pool.
Yeah, but LED, the LED, the systems, yeah, but lighting is different than the LED lighting.
Oh,
is having,
yeah.
Like,
I don't
no,
care.
No, literally.
I just need lights in the pool.
Yeah, but now,
so I can do some night
now these systems are like, you hook them up to rainbow colors. They change colors. You do music to
oh,
it.
No, I don't need that. I'm not
saying,
trying to throw
too,
a house, like a house music, like a pool fucking party.
Just saying, now the LED lights are more than just having one. You should, at most, you need one light in your pool. Because
yeah.
I definitely think for night swimming.
Yeah.
But that's different than now the system. Gotcha. So wait, so of all these trends, your above ground pool could have a ledge if you figure out how to maybe build a deck and then do like a hose and then you have water running from the deck.
I can slide.
See a green garden
how
hose.
How come slide wasn't on those trends?
Because these are the top 2018 trends. These are what's happening now. Slides are, first of all, a diving board is a must. My neighbor just bought
a pool. The trends I want is diving board, slide.
Yes.
Maybe some lights.
Our cousins my cousins up in New City are building. They bought a house there and they're fixing up. The house came with a pool that has a diving board and a slide. But the slide is all effed up. Like the fiberglass is broken, so you can't use it. And we had a discussion about, do you replace the slide or not? And those pool slides are like, I think they're the worst. They're just like one little zoom. You either need to have
no,
like
a
jacked
a spiral
up resort.
One.
Yeah, but even the spiral ones. The cheap ones are like,
no, I'm talking,
like
I'm talking like a slide that comes out of like off the roof of my house.
Yes, that's if you're going to do a slide. Yeah, no, 100% agree.
And then I start charging admission to the McCartney
if
water park.
If your pool slide does not come off your house, the roof of your house, I 100% agree.
Or in
agree.
Like Richie Rich, it comes right out of my bedroom.
Oh, a thousand percent agree. 1,000% agree. So, I think we need to report back on what happens.
We'll keep the conversations going. We'll see how my backyard.
And if anybody has suggestions for backyard pools,
or if you want to do some
research,
manual labor for free for me,
you want to work? We got a Dad's Hard crew.
Yeah. We'll let you on the podcast.
You do have to get yourself to Staten Island. Forewarned. Warning. Yeah. But we
get
do
you
have
some great pizza.
Correct. We are running out of time. We do have some viewer mail, but I think we could wait. Do we want to do this now or
we
next
week?
We can wait. We'll wait till next week.
Give the fans something to wait for. A little something to come back for.
But we will be. We do want to thank. What was that noise? What just happened? Are we under attack? Oh, I thought we were under attack. I was like, wait, is that what happened? So, but we do want to thank our fans, Kristen, who wrote in and come back next week, and we will be. Top of the show, we'll do our viewer mail. And for anybody else who wants to write in, please let us know.
You can write us email, dadsohardpodcast@gmail.com. You can send us a message on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. The handles are @dadsohardpodcast. That's Facebook and Instagram. Twitter is @dadsohardpod. So you get in touch with us any way you want.
Talk to us on the DMs, or you can comment and we'll talk back to you.
Yeah.
If you have something to promote, pitch us your idea and maybe we'll promote it.
Yeah, we're getting big into the
Listen,
barter system.
We're here to cross. We will cross.
You scratch our back, we'll scratch yours.
I can't even think about it.
All right, well, we're going to end it there.
I had something else that needed to be scratched.
Oh, nope. All right. Well,
but thank you guys for, I want to always say tuning in, but we're not a channel on the radio.
Thanks for listening.
And we'll enjoy this week of the summer.
All right. Love you guys. Peace.